Well, hey everybody, welcome to episode 108 of the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast. I'm excited tonight to announce our new sponsor of the podcast. It is Coldwell Banker MidAmerica, and we're thrilled to have them join the Ankeny Fanatic team. Coldwell Banker MidAmerica is rooted in the legacy of our founder, renowned businessman and philanthropist, Marvin Pomeranz. We continue to tell his story through our love of people, homes, and the communities we serve. Our integrity guides our focus to empower people to make the best real estate decisions possible. We pair local ownership and knowledge with the power of an international brand and the most advanced technology to elevate the customer experience and expectations. Our network of resources allows us to be the number one Coldwell Banker franchise affiliate in Iowa, guiding you home for over 30 years. Well, we're going to talk a lot of volleyball tonight. My first guest is the longtime head coach at Ankeny, and last night he guided the second-ranked Hawkettes to a four-set victory at number 5 Ankeny Centennial. He's Dave Wims. Dave, thanks for coming in. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing quite well, Dan. Thanks for having me.
Hey, you bet. Well, it's quite a match, last night. You had to be really pleased with the way the girls performed.
Yeah, that's a big match for both teams, and both teams were worthy to win. I'm glad we came out on top. We had some shaky moments there, but we got the victory with three wins versus the one loss.
Well, yeah, let's break down the match a little bit. There were 5 ties and 4 lead changes in that first set, and then you guys kind of took control there at the end. Mariana Blanco had 2 big blocks and a run that put you guys ahead for good, and she ended up the match with 7 blocks. She really came up big last night, didn't she?
Yeah, she plays the right side for us, and she's kind of long and has some good jumping ability, and we've really worked on her blocking, and she sets a really good block out there on our right side, which would be the opponent's left side, which would be their strong side. Mm-hmm. And she gets really excited when she puts the ball down and gets a good solo block, and she stomps her feet and comes around cheering, and we like to see that enthusiasm out of her. She does a great job for us, and she's a junior, so she'll be around for a couple of years.
Sure. Well, then the second set featured some big runs by both teams. Centennial reeled off 10 straight points to build a 16-6 lead, and then you guys answered with 7 in a row and eventually tied it up at 20 before the Jaguars scored 5 of the next 7 points to even the match. Now, even though you guys lost that set, you had to be pleased with the way your girls fought back and didn't quit.
Yeah, that's right. They started to mount attack on us, and I kind of just let it run out to see what the girls could do, because that's a time for them to grow up. Instead of me calling a timeout and giving them advice, I wanted to see what they would do, and it did get away from us. But Maddie Foles came in and took us from 6 to, I don't know, 12 or something like
13,
that.
13, I think, yeah.
Yeah, and then you, like you said, we caught them at 20, and then we had a couple more self-inflicted wounds there, couldn't pass a ball, and then they got away with that one. That one got away from us. So, but it was great, and that's exactly what I told them too. They said, "Okay, we have momentum on our side because we're the ones that came back and fought back hard. So let's just pick up the momentum in this next game and go with it and see where we can go with it." So they did.
Well, speaking of momentum, I mean, volleyball is a game of momentum. And, yeah. And when Centennial was going on that 10-point run, I mean, you had to be getting concerned. I mean, you got to get that stopped at some point.
Yeah, I let it go. And my assistant coach didn't tell me to call timeout, which she said today. She says, "I was going to tell you to call timeout." I said, why didn't you, But it was I do let the kids go with it because they need to mature, and that's a growing thing. When there's a lot of chaos and conflict, somebody needs to become leaders out there. And I rely on Kenna Scheib and Fiona Schrader to be the leaders and get things back into perspective. But I did have to eventually call timeout, and then Maddie came in there and served a bunch of points for us, and that run really did bring us back, but we didn't get back far enough.
So. Right, right.
But it's okay, 1-1, and now we're best of 3, and it's tightened things up, and that's the kind of stuff we need, because this year, as you know, the COVID has really stopped us from playing a lot of matches.
Right.
And we don't get to travel to the East, and we don't travel to the West or go up to Boone and play in that big tournament anymore. All our matches are 3 and 4 three game matches, three or four game matches. We play like a triangular or a quad, so we're missing those long day tournaments. But I kind of like it, to be honest with you. 3 or 4, and we get done in half a day instead of going into 7, 8 o'clock at night and then trying to travel 2 more hours.
Well, sure.
But I really do think that the adversity and the chaos in a tight game like that is really going to help my team pay off down the stretch. I would, if it was a more like state tournament game, I would have called timeout. But
yeah, well, it was 1-1. Then anytime you're playing a best of five match and it's 1-1, that third set is so critical.
Yeah.
And in that set, there were 6 ties and 3 lead changes before you guys took the lead for good on a kill by Ava Reynolds, and she went on to lead all players with 17 kills. Boy, she's really come on this year, hasn't she?
Yeah, she has. We're still working with her because she tries to take a big bite and clobber the ball about every time she gets it. And sometimes she needs to be a little more crafty in her skills, and we're trying to develop those skills in her toolbox. One of the big things that helped us last night was we ran quite a few slides with Fiona's sister, A.O., and she's a freshman, mm-hmm. and Kenna Scheibe. They ran some really nice slides for us, and that really gave Centennial fit. They had prepared for everything but that slide, and we had just thrown that into our offense this past week. So that paid big dividends for us.
Yeah, Coach Reinhardt told me afterwards that they weren't prepared for that, so you must have caught them off guard. Well, your team led from start to finish in set 4 to close out the match, you know, and you had to be happy with the way the girls really put the foot to the gas to close it out.
Yes, there was another big run. Hallie Ouellette did a great job spotting her serves down the line, and Maddie Foles continued to serve down the other line, and we were picking on a couple passers they had, and that would get them out of system. And then when they're out of system, that allows us to get an easier ball to play, and that's exactly what happened. Then we threw in a couple big blocks there, so it was like, you know, close, and then all of a sudden we got that big stretch, and we increased our lead to about 10 or something mm-hmm. like that, and then we unfortunately coasted a little bit and let them catch up more, and then we finished it out. So it was a good match, though. They're a good team. They're coming on, and you know, they have some tough games ahead of them that they're going to mature even more, and so they'll be a factor in the state run.
Well, of course, you guys really manhandled them last year over there. Of course, they had Devin last year, who was an All-American player.
Yeah.
I mean, are you surprised at how much better they are this year without her?
Well, you know, Jess and I talk a lot. I mean, we're friends. We're not enemy or anything like that. I share with her what I know about teams, and she shares with me. And she said the girls had been really working hard through this whole summer, and they'd been going over to clubs and working together as a team, and they're really determined to get back to state this year. They did not like the taste of not being at state last year, and so when you have girls that are motivated like that, they'll work really hard, and then they have a great coaching staff. Some of those girls have been coached for me, and so when the split came, they went north and I stayed down in the south, and so they have a good staff and they have the quality players they need there. So I was not surprised at all by their play at all. They're looking to go to state.
So. Yeah, and you guys could see them again.
Yes,
down the road.
Know. I know. That's the thing about the CIML. We can see everybody. I don't like to see everybody. Like, we played Dowling a week ago in the weekend, and that was the third time. So that's a lot of times to play
right.
a team, because then everybody gets used to everybody. And you can't fool anybody. You just got to be, you know, perfectionist and pure with your play.
Right. Well, you guys out hit Centennial by a 250 to 172 margin, and you racked up 57 kills, 20 more than the Jaguars. You also outblocked them 20-11. You had 11 aces to their 6. So you really, you know, dominated all those different stats. But was there any stat that you didn't like?
You don't keep this stat, but we do, and that's our serve receive stat. Our passing was a little below par. It was 1.93, and we like it in that 2.3 area. So we were a little off there. When we're not passing good, then you're kind of running an offense that's out of system.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not a good way to be. So all those stats, I didn't have all those statistics, but blocking has been a big factor for our team. And we put up that big block, and it has paid big dividends. And when we played Dowling over the weekend, that was another time that we put up a lot of blocks. So we're relying on that, and we work on it every day in practice. And my assistant does a great job with the bigs while I work with the smalls. And I'm working more with the serve receive and the serving of the of the team with those young player or those players, and she's working with the bigs, working on the slide and working on hitting different spots and that. So I was happy with the game and the results.
All right. Well, your setter, Fiona Schrader, racked up 49 assists in the win, and she's just having a great all-around season. She's going to play for Notre Dame next year, and she's certainly one of the best players, you know, you've ever coached. Now, remember you had another left-handed setter about 20 years ago, Kristen Belzon, who is now a member of the Iowa Volleyball Hall of Fame. You know, do you see any similarities between those two?
Well, you know, Kristen's gone on, and she's coaching at a college out east. Mm-hmm. And I can't come up with the name of that college right now. But she's doing a great job out there. And she went to UNI and played, and she was their setter out there. Leadership qualities. Kristen is a little more vocal than Fiona. Kristen also a little smaller in stature than Fiona. Fiona's hands are a lot bigger, but both of them are top quality setters. I mean, they put the ball right on the spot. And if they don't, they'll come in the gym and they'll put in the extra hours and time. So, yeah, Fiona is approaching the 2,000 assist mark, and she's only like six away from it.
Oh, wow.
So this weekend, hopefully we can get her six assists.
I bet she'll get it.
Yeah, I think so. And that's quite a mark for a young girl. But she's been at the varsity level for 4 years, and two of those years I've had her, and 2 years previous. So she's played as a starter just from her freshman year on. So that's a great accomplishment.
We have another senior, Kenna Scheib, who has also really stepped up this year. And those two, along with Ava Reynolds, a junior, sophomore Hannah Bear, and then the emergence of the freshman that you mentioned, Eowyn Schrader.
Right.
You know, that really gives you a lot of weapons, doesn't it?
Yeah, and you know, that's my philosophy in coaching the team, is to have a lot of weapons. I'm not a one-person go-to person. I like the more diversified we can get the offense, the better chances we have of winning. And Kenna has done a great job, and she's really developing in a good slide. But one of the things that a lot of people don't realize is her serving ability is just because she really can make the ball float, come over there. When it comes floating, then that's more of a knuckleball, and it's hard to pass. And not only that, she's good at locating spots on the floor. If I call a certain spot, she can put the ball pretty close to where I want it, and that's a huge key for us, because that should get the other team out of system.
Mm-hmm. Now, the Schrader girls look like they've been playing together for a long time, but
yeah,
because of their age difference, they probably haven't, have they?
Well, you know, both of them have trained over in Nebraska, and I think Eowyn, with her size, has had that opportunity to stick around the gym with her sister. And I think they really communicate well, and they know each other pretty well. And if Fiona wants to work on her setting, then she just takes her sister. So let's work on this certain set. And I think that's really helped them a lot. Sometimes Fiona tries to set her sister, and it's like, okay, that wasn't a good decision. She goes, I know, I should have. But it's okay. They're really a good duo together.
All right. Well, your team's only two losses came early this season to Dowling Catholic. And like you mentioned, you guys, you know, avenged those losses on Saturday with a four-set win at Dowling.
Yeah.
You know, how important do you think it was for you guys to get the confidence that you could beat the Maroons in case you would see them later on?
Yeah, that was big, because we put a lot of time in on that. Usually during the season, I don't put a lot of time on a team. I put the time in training our girls to do what we want to do. But with the Dowling match coming up, and we'd already played them twice, we spent quite a bit of time preparing the girls and looking at film. I looked at film and I said, when this happens, this will happen. And then we want to make sure we can get them out of system here. And again, we spent time on the blocking, because we know they like to tool the block, and they have two good middles that run slides against us. So, we spent a lot of time preparing for them, and it paid off. And I was really happy when the girls knocked them off, and they were all happy. They were jumping around. I think you were there at the game, so you saw us.
Yep.
You saw us kind of give it that state championship.
It was like a state tournament match for sure.
Yeah, and again, both teams were really good, and they really played hard and gave it everything they had.
Well, of course, Centennial had beaten Dowling earlier, and it seems like there are a lot of teams at the top in Class 5A this year who could maybe win the title. Do you feel like it's going to be a pretty wide-open state tournament this year?
Definitely, because a lot of teams aren't doing a lot of traveling, and we're not seeing each other. So, you know, we're just going to have to go on word of mouth, or maybe get some videotape of them and kind of guess about what they're trying to do. So I think it's pretty wide open this year.
Well, I'm sure the CIM will be pretty heavily represented at state, but are there some teams over on the eastern side, like Cedar Falls, that you'd probably be concerned about?
Yeah, Cedar Falls will be one. I think the Liberty, the Iowa City Liberty team, mm-hmm. will be another one. Pleasant Valley.
Yeah.
Pleasant Valley. Mm-hmm. Very good team. You know, last year they came in loaded, and on the first play of the game, they were playing Valley. Their main girl went down with an ankle sprain, and she was out for the whole of the game, and then Valley took them to task. But I look for Pleasant Valley to be definitely a factor.
Well, of course, you led Ankeny to four state titles in a six-year span from 2004 to 2009. But then you stepped away from the game a few years ago, you know, when you retired as a teacher, and then you elected to come back last year to coach the team. So are you enjoying your second stand as the head coach?
Yeah, I am. I'm enjoying it. Last year's team was kind of a management team. I just let the girls show me what they knew how to do and try to correct them a little bit, and we just managed it. This year, the girls are younger, so I need to do a little more coaching and insist on them doing it the way that I want it done. And they're growing and they're learning, and it's fun. It's fun.
Well, you guys are probably going to be the new number one team when the rankings come out tomorrow. You know, do you think that'll put any extra pressure on you guys?
No, we don't think about that, to be honest with you. Uh-huh. At least I don't think about it. I just think about, let's get better, because that's what we need to do. So,
well, if you guys continue on this path, you're probably going to be one of the favorites to win the title if you can get to state. You know, what would that mean to you to win another state title 11 years after you won your last one?
That would be fun. That would be a good thing. Always enjoy winning state titles. It doesn't matter about the number. So that would be a great accomplishment for these girls with the just a couple of the seniors that give us play, and then all the younger kids. That would be quite an accomplishment.
Well, you talk all the time about wanting to keep improving. So what's going to be the key for you guys to reach that potential?
Well, I think our practices, we have to be focused in practice, and we have to practice with a purpose. And, you know, we talked about that today. I listed all the girls. I listed the hitters and the setters, and DS is the defensive specialist, and that. And then I just ask them, name three things that you need to get better at. And so that's what they're doing. That's their task tonight, to come up with three things they want to get better at before the next 2 weeks are over. And, you know, I'm sure the hitters have said, I want to increase the number of shots that I have. I don't always want to hit the same shot. I want to go line. I want to go hard cross court. I want to be able to tip the ball better. Fiona, more accuracy, even though it's good, she can still be better. And my DS is just serve, receive. Get in there and serve, receive, pass the ball better, so that Fiona hasn't run around the gym so far. So much.
Right, right.
Stay in system. You know, that's their goal. So those are just common goals that everybody would want for those positions. But yeah, so we'll see what happens.
Now, where do you guys play this weekend? I don't have my schedule in front of me.
Yeah, we go to Norwalk. We're picking up. It was going to be at Roosevelt, but with the Des Moines schools dropping out.
Right.
We asked Norwalk to host, and so they're going to bring in Ottumwa and then us. So we're going to go over to Norwalk. We'll play Norwalk first and then Ottumwa second, and we play back-to-back. And I don't know anything about those two teams, so that's going to be really a good thing for us to just feel out our opponents and then make some decisions. And then but I don't know if it's 2 out of 3 or 3 out of 5. I don't know that. Some of those matches when we play triangles have been 3 out of 5.
Right.
And then some of them have been 2 out of 3. But I'm not sure which it is. It's 3 out of 5? Okay, if it's 3 out of 5, that's even good, because that gives us more playing time, and it also gives us a chance to try a few things.
Sure. And do you know when the postseason pairings might come out?
I'm thinking next week. I'm thinking after this week, I'm thinking the girls' union will say, okay, we've got a pretty good handle on everything. Let's pair these. They're probably pairing right now, but they won't show
right.
it till after the weekend. Because, you know, the weekend, this weekend's pretty big. A lot of teams are playing. A lot of good teams are playing each other. And they have some worthy opponents. And so being knocked off or gaining a victory could mean placing them in a different little bracket.
Right. So, well, you guys have certainly done everything that you need to do to get a good seed, haven't you?
Yeah, I think we have. I think we've proven ourselves worthy of a really good seed. And we have Marshalltown left and we have Ames left. And I think we'll be able to wrap that up and win a conference championship. And we haven't done that since the school split.
Mm-hmm.
We've had good teams and we've gone to state, but we haven't won a conference championship. So this year could be one of those great years to win a conference championship if we can get those two wins.
You guys are definitely in the driver's seat. So
I think so.
All right, Dave. Well, thanks a lot for coming in and I appreciate it. Good luck the rest of the season.
Okay. Thank you.
You bet. Mm-hmm. All right, you're listening to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Coldwell Banker Mid-America. At Coldwell Banker, you're not one of many clients. You're our most important client. We listen to your needs to develop long-lasting relationships and provide the best services, professional support, and resources in the industry. We are constantly exploring new and innovative ways to elevate your experience and exceed your expectations. Our network of resources allows us to be the number one Coldwell Banker franchise affiliate in Iowa, guiding you home for over 30 years. Well, my next guest tonight is the assistant coach for Ankeny. This is her third year on the staff here at Ankeny, and she is Sam Sheldon. Sam, thanks for coming in. How you doing?
Good. Thank you for having us.
Hey, you bet. Well, for people that don't know you, and I honestly don't know a whole lot about you, Coach was just filling me in a little bit here on your background, but why don't you talk a little bit about, you know, what your background is in volleyball?
Well, I am a CIML girl. I did go to Johnston High School and then ended up at Coe College to play volleyball there for 4 years with Deanne Wooden, was our head coach there. And then after graduating from there, met my husband there and then moved down to Knoxville, Iowa, and coached there for 2 years and was a varsity assistant JV coach there. And then found our way back up into the metro to be a little bit closer with family and everything, and ended up here in Ankeny and loving it. So it's awesome.
Well, if you played at Johnston, you must have played for Coach Brooks then,
yes,
is that right?
Yes, I did. Yes,
he's been there a long
Brooks.
Time,
yes.
I know. So did you know you always wanted to get into coaching?
Yeah, I've always had it just kind of in the back of my mind. I think it was in like second grade, I knew I wanted to teach for sure. And then it's okay, coaching definitely, as I got further and further into athletics. And I found volleyball pretty, what seemed like later on compared to a lot of others. But once I found it, it was a bug, it was a virus, it hit me, right? Better than COVID though.
Yeah.
Like, it definitely I love it and I can't get enough of it. And so I just try and constantly be a student of the game and learn and try and help the girls improve as much as I can.
Well, Johnston's traditionally had a really good program. So
yeah.
Back when you played, did you guys have some really good teams? Did you guys go to state or anything?
I personally never qualified for state while I was at Johnston. They just missed me on that end. But no, we had some good competitive teams and yeah. So.
All right. Well, like I said, this is your third year here. So you
yes.
coached 1 year with Coach Morton before
yes.
Joining Coach Wims' staff when he came back. So have you learned a lot coaching with this guy?
Yeah, no, it's a lot of fun. I'm learning a lot from him. He and I have a great relationship coaching. So, no, I'm learning a ton on the coaching end, on just kind of even he's big on the personalities of the girls and really figuring out kind of how to best reach them. And so I'm learning a lot on that end and trying to help to really apply that into not just coaching, but teaching, life, everything, right? So he's a great mentor for me. It's awesome.
Well, I'm sure you guys came into the season with some high expectations with the talent that you had coming back. And boy, it seems to be coming together pretty well.
No, it is. It really is. I mean, having Ava really step up here this junior year, it's been amazing to see. She's really starting to really take charge for us a little bit on the hitting end. Then Aowen stepping up here too as a freshman, holy cow, right? I think she hit 500 last night,
mm-hmm.
which is amazing. And then two great senior leaders, Kenna and Fiona. And then we have some other great seniors as well. Caitlin Richards and Kristen Mind, they don't get as much playing action, but they're so great for us in the gym. They provide a lot for us just in trying to push our girls who are starting and are getting more of the playing time. So got to give them credit. And same with Adeline Goodwin and Olivia Harpinell. I mean, they're great teammates for our girls. And that cannot be applauded or thanked enough for what they do for us in the gym.
Well, Coach is mentioning how you work with the bigs a lot of the time,
yeah.
and he works with the smalls. So had you guys seen enough of Aowen to know that she'd be able to step in this year and contribute as much as she has?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think we had a pretty good idea of what we had coming in. She just has such a great experience. I mean, I don't know how you find that in kids. I mean, just the level of experience and caliber that she is you don't see that very often at all. And so we knew that she was going to help us. We didn't know necessarily where she was going to fit in at, but we knew that she was going to play a role for us for sure.
Well, the other kids that you already had on the team, I mean, your opponents, you know, they have to account for Ava and Kenna, and of course, Fiona can do everything, yeah. You know, and then Eowyn comes in, and, you know, they can't stop everybody. So it seems like a lot of times she has an opening there because they just can't cover everybody, right?
Yeah. And we have talked with Fiona a little bit. We need to do a work on finding those one-on-one situations. And I mean, when she's front row, she does a great job pulling the block. And then it's just when she's up there pulling the block, who can we dish it to? And that is a huge threat for us to be able to use and against other teams. So.
Well, and then another girl I mentioned earlier, but haven't said much about, was Hannah Bear. She, you know, she's really stepped up this year as well, hasn't she?
Yeah, she's little, but she plays like she's a big. Yeah, she really wants to be. So no, she's doing a great job. She has amazing control. She has a lot of really good shots. She does a good job reading the court as well. So she does a great job.
Well, let's talk about last night's match a little bit. You know, going into it, what did you feel like were the keys to winning that one?
It was really, I mean, kind of accepting the rivalry of it a little bit. And I mean, Hannah was so excited. She was so jacked up about it to be playing in that match. And just kind of calming down and really just playing our game. I think our girls knew really what they needed to do. They needed to play aggressively in the hitting end and play very well defensively. They had some really great right side attacks against us, and so we knew that we needed to defend the right side. But they have some great off-speed shots too, so we knew that we needed to be able to pick those up as well. But our serving was really strong. That really came through with us, especially with Maddie Foles. I mean, she just served them off the court. It was awesome. And so just having those weapons available to us, being able to play defensively, serving just to get them out of system even to begin with, those were a lot of key factors.
Well, I talked with Coach a little bit about the Dowling match as well. And, you know, Dowling had been on such a roll before you guys went in there and beat them. You know, what did you think was the key to winning that one?
We watched a lot of film. We knew kind of what their serve-receive patterns were going to be. They ran a really good tandem with one of their lefties that kind of took a toll on us for a little bit there, but we were able to really study that up and practice against that. And that's where Caitlin Richards is a lefty for us, so we were able to like see that against our like rotations and everything. So that helped us a ton. We were able to truly prepare more for them, having played them twice before. So
sure. Well, Coach mentioned that maybe the pairings might come out in the next week or so, but regardless of when they do, you guys are going to get a good seed. You got to feel good about your team's potential to go a long way the way you guys are playing right now.
Yeah, I'm hopeful, but I mean, we keep telling the girls, just keep that chip on your shoulder. Don't play like we're ranked anywhere. It's just, we got to constantly be trying to prove ourselves, constantly live in the realm of uncomfortable, constantly trying to get better and hone our craft in. So that's really going to be the key for us to be able to accomplish what we want to accomplish.
Well, of course, a lot of these girls did get some experience at state last year when you guys were over there and got to the semifinals before losing to Cedar Falls. I mean, I'm sure you feel like that experience is going to be beneficial if you can get back there.
Yeah, absolutely. And Coach did a great job of making sure that everybody saw the court there too. So even though we have juniors in there, I mean, Lexi Stevens saw the court at the state at the state tournament. Ava Reynolds saw the court at the state match. So I mean, that's going to be huge for us. We have a lot of girls who have that experience despite having a young team.
When you mentioned Lexi, and we don't talk about the defense too much that often, but, you know, boy, but she's been rock solid this year too, hasn't she?
She is awesome. She's a pistol for us. I love her. She will actually she'll be my first kid that I've coached for 4 years. So that's a very special thing for me. I love the relationship that I have with her. She's a great kid. So
do you aspire to be a head coach sometime then?
Eventually, that would be the goal, right?
Yeah.
So, but at the end of the day, I just want what's best for the girls, and I want the whatever's going to end up helping them accomplish everything they want to accomplish. That's all that matters, right? It doesn't matter who the head coach is. It doesn't matter who's helping them reach that. It just matters that they're able to accomplish what they want to.
Sure. Well, Coach mentioned, you know, having to deal with the COVID-19, you know, this year. How do you feel like the girls have handled, you know, that situation this year with all the things that you have to do?
I think they just want to be in the gym. I mean, and that was the big thing even in June when we weren't able to be in there. They just wanted to be in the gym. I mean, we did some Zoom meetings to kind of like check in on them, see how they were doing, and it all was they just wanted to be in the gym. They just want to play. I mean, we have great support from our parents as well. They've been so amazing to try to help and work with us to make sure that they are being safe, but at the same time still getting to have their experience on the court. So yeah, I was talking with my coworker Jacob Teeley the other day. I'm just so thankful that we are able to be here and not be in a situation like the Des Moines schools. I mean, Roosevelt is in the rankings and everything, but yet they're still not able to compete. Like, that just hurts my heart.
Oh, yeah.
And so I'm just so thankful that we're able to even practice and let alone play. I mean, every single game, every single practice, everything this season, it's just such a blessing.
Well, I'm thankful that you guys are playing as well, because if you weren't playing, I wouldn't have anything to do. So, well, hey, Sam, I appreciate you coming in tonight. Yeah. Good luck the rest of the season.
Yeah, thank you so much.
You bet. All right, you've been listening to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Coldwell Banker MidAmerica. Once again, I want to thank my guest, Ankeny volleyball coach Dave Wims, and his assistant, Sam Sheldon, for coming in. Enjoyed that conversation. And once again, I'd like to thank our new sponsor of the podcast, Coldwell Banker. We're thrilled to have you guys part of the team, and we look forward to a long partnership with you guys. So come back next week for another edition of the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast.